This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Additional crews have been assigned to the Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas. It's only 15% contained and has burned more than 1 million acres and crossed into Oklahoma. CBS News Texas reporter Olivia Leach from North Texas.
Scenes of cattle in the panhandle running for their lives have hit home for North Texans in the agriculture industry. To help support those ranchers who have lost so much, Russell Feed and Supply Stores are collecting donated cattle feed that will be distributed to ranchers in the panhandle.
It's just what the agriculture community is like, where it's like neighbors helping neighbors.
In California and Nevada.
This is an incredibly powerful storm. The conditions are absolutely impossible to get around.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there's life-threatening concern for residents near Lake Tahoe, as some places could see 12 feet of snow this weekend. Lower elevations are being inundated with heavy rain. Former President Donald Trump wins the Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Republican caucuses. Nikki Haley is still seeking her first win. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Does he have the 1,215 delegates that you need to get nominated? No, he's not even close. But he's got 247 delegates, and Nikki Haley has 24. And Tuesday is Super Tuesday. And at this point, it's going to be a surprise if Nikki Haley wins a single state. Even if she wins one or two or three, it won't make any difference.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin holds an emergency meeting with Chicago's Ukrainian community. WBBM's Brandon Eisen was there.
Expressing a critical need for them to reach out to members in the House concerning a measure already passed with strong bipartisan support in the Senate that would provide spending for Ukraine's defense through the end of the year. The senator sharing some insight on why it has been so difficult to get House Speaker Mike Johnson to call a vote on this.
It's an election year, and former President Trump has said, for example, he wanted to stop the bipartisan effort to repair the problems on our border.
The first drop of food into Gaza by the U.S. took place Saturday morning. The militaries of Jordan and Egypt said that they also conducted airdrops, but protests were held in Washington, D.C. over the Israel-Hamas war.
You know, it's better than nothing, but it is what I believe to be a distraction. Have that, even though we're also supplying your oppressor with weapons, with resources, with money.
The University of Maryland has ordered fraternities and sororities on campus to suspend social and recruitment activities after the school received multiple reports of unsafe activities. The action at Maryland comes days after the University of Virginia suspended its Kappa Sigma chapter after an alleged hazing incident last month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass, or was it like
straight wrung out of my tidy whites? Actually, that I.
Wow.
Dude. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not gonna be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude. Knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For me, without you, I feel so alone.
Lexi Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Lockjaw, industrial goth rock legends from Milwaukee since 1994. That was Deja Vu, Annie of Love before that. It kicked off the 10 o'clock double dip for you. If you want to see Lockjaw, you have a couple of opportunities. March 15th at the Back Bar in Janesville and also Club Jarabani's in Milwaukee on March 22nd. Good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. Music on the way this hour from Bad Year. We'll do some Queen of Dreams. And Mossman has new music. We got that for you. Max Inc. Heavy's Michelle will join us at 10:30 tonight and share her conversation with Milwaukee's awesome new metal band, H1Z1, including their new song, Heard. That's coming up tonight at 10:30, plus Essential Last Crack at 11. But first, let's jump in with a jam from Janesville's Revolution X, 12-gauge Remedy. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Let's go!
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Seeing Kevin on Civic Media, we are local music with Carbellion and Weapons of Choice, the title track to their 2023 release. Queen of Dreams before that with The Blank Page. They're rocking Portage. at Studio 301 on March 9th, and Bad Year before that with Blackout. I'm happy to see Bad Year out on the road playing shows. You can see them a couple of times. One of them at the Company Brewing Company on March 6th with No Tag Back, Smoke Free Home, and Secondhand Souls. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And Weikert Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Max Inc. Heavy is coming back with M. Shell and H1Z1. They're next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. It's M-Shell Beck on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. I'm here with Patrick and Mark of H1Z1, one of Milwaukee's best new metal bands. Their live shows are dynamic. They are just talented, awesome people. So thank you so much to you both for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Yo, yo, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know I first met you guys out at Route 20, for the Conniption 10-year anniversary show. I think it was a giant snowstorm.
That's crazy.
2017, maybe? I'm not entirely even sure. But I was completely blown away that night. I remember coming up and buying an album and just being like, hi, I'm going to seem like a crazy person, but you guys are awesome. I'm going to, play you on the radio show and try to book you and... I was working at the Frequency at the time, so I think you guys got a show there near the end of before they closed, which was super awesome for me to have you guys out in Madison. Not that I booked that show, but it was kind of like my world's colliding, and I was very, very happy. Mm-hmm. I've been a huge fan ever since.
That's awesome. That's love. Yeah, we love those guys. Conniption, shout out to them. It's funny that you said it was 2017. In 3 years, it's going to be another 10 years, so they need to do it again.
Oh, man. You're right. You're so right. Oh, that's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun, and living in the music industry is a fast-paced life, and that's... Like I was saying to Patrick earlier, you know, this is it's the life we chose. So for you guys, when did your band form?
You want to go ahead, Pat?
Yeah, I want to say it was the summer of 2010. It was summer 2010. The Juan and I in Mom's basement, and that was the H1N1 days. Was the previous name, but yeah, that was when we formed, and we got Mondo, and then you popped up, Mark, and.
Yeah,
it's evolved to where we are now.
You can't be saying I popped up. I didn't pop up. What happened was I was invited over to check y'all out, and then Pat was like, you want to sing a song? They play like three songs. They were originals, and I was like, this is incredible. But you want me to sing a song? And then I couldn't think of a song. So he's like, do you know any Pantera? I was like, yeah, I know Pantera. Do you know Walk? And he's like, yep. And then we did Walk.
That means that you guys have been playing together a long time, and you can definitely tell your live shows are awesome. Dynamic is the word that I use, but that's trying to put the awesomeness that it is into words, you know? Where do you get a lot of your influences, not just for writing music, but the energy that you guys put out on stage?
Me personally, I'm all over the place. I grew up on a lot of hip hop and R&B, so there's that out, and I've always been like like more interested in like the more hype, more hardcore type style and whatnot. Crime Mob, DMX, stuff like that or whatever. But like my live performance, I get definitely from the Conan O'Brien episode with Slipknot performing live. Like, they went so hard, and I could hear how tired Corey was, but they just looked so cool, and they, like, looked like they gave it their all. So I was like, I don't do that every time I get on stage, and that's what I do.
Yeah, like, that early new metal stuff is definitely the influence that I had on informing the band. System of a Down was a big one for me, and Korn, like those bands really inspired me musically, but then watching like live performances and just seeing them go absolutely nuts on stage. So like, you need the energy to match the music, and I want to do that.
Yeah, Streets and Ladders by the video, that one. Oh my God, I was like, yep, that's, I got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And you can definitely tell that you're bringing that energy each time I see you guys. I'm just like, man, like the show at X-Ray, I think it was the last time I saw you guys live, and just like, I don't know who can bring it in pajamas before 2 p.m. on a Sunday, and it was like one of the most awesome experiences. So, well, it sounds like obviously things are going wonderful for you guys. You have a new video that you just put out. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, a new video that just dropped. It's called Hard. It's the lyrics and what I wrote about was about my upbringing in Milwaukee and like the upbringing of a lot of people in Milwaukee, especially in poverty, specifically actually in poverty. Just growing up through all that, fighting through like stereotypes, fighting through like submitting to. You know, your surroundings and all that, and yeah, it's a heavy, hard song, but it's like it's also really heartfelt.
I know you guys shot it here in town. What, you know, there's so many challenges that happen with shooting a video, and it's a lot more than some people realize. Can you talk about what it was like to shoot this video and where you guys shot it?
You want me to talk about the...
Don't go too far, Pat. You go ahead.
I'll do a brief TLDR. This is the video that we released is the second time we shot it. You want to talk about hardship? There was a first video shoot of this, and we shot it under the Locust Street Bridge. So we had to haul gear down a hill and then bring it back up and, you know, spend hours, playing the same song over and over again. We did that twice.
Yeah.
The first video doesn't exist. The person that shot it doesn't exist. And I'm saying that metaphorically. Ty did an awesome job with us on this time. And I'm super happy that it, in a weird-ass backwards way, I'm glad Ty was the one that did it. He's an awesome dude, and he did us really well with this.
Yes. Yeah, he did awesome. As far as, like, what the spot means, what the space means, it's a space I've been occupying, like, my whole life in Milwaukee. Like, I've lived on the east side the majority of my time in Milwaukee and whatnot. So, like, I would have parties and stuff down there with friends. We'd get together, have drinks, and people would spray paint. And like, it's just a bunch of years of so much art and so much history down there, so I wanted to capture that real hard because I felt like it captured a lot of the city.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, you write about what you know and your experiences, and to shoot in such a raw way in such a specific location, you know, it looks cool for one, you know, but for it to kind of bring it back home and get that almost emotional connection for you guys out of it, That's awesome. It's definitely, it's a great video. You're right. Everybody did a fantastic job, and it was well worth all of the effort. So where can we find this video?
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere but TikTok. We got to have a conversation with TikTok, but we're working on that.
We're working on that.
Yeah. I'm with you on that boat. It's TikTok is a
tricky place.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any new music coming out soon? Is there plans for a new album?
Yeah, there's new music in the works. little bit of beans. There's two songs. So there's two songs that are close. They're still baking in the oven, but they're looking nice and golden brown almost. We're getting close to something. So that's all I can say about that. But there's some stuff coming through. And then let's just say that the just more cooking analogies, I guess. There's food ready to go in the fridge that we're ready to start.
Can I say, Pat, to our fans, this will be our most active year ever.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I'll prefer that. I'll say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. So sounds like some good shows and stuff like that. What do you got planned?
Some music, some shows, some opportunities. Yeah.
No, it's Midwest, Milwaukee Metal Fest.
That's a great opportunity for us. And for everybody who has supported us or have heard about us, that is the show to be at. If you cared at all about us and anything that we've done and throughout all the years, that is the opportunity for us, and that is your opportunity to give us a boost to where we're trying to go.
And what day are you guys playing for Milwaukee Metal Fest?
It's the pre-party, May 16th.
Thursday.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
We get to play with their buds in Toxic Rune. I'm excited.
Yeah. Hey, that's going to be a good show. Absolutely. Well, this has been awesome, guys. I really appreciate your time. This is super exciting to hear that you've got all of these good plans. I can't wait to see you guys out live and rock out with you guys there.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, guys, and take care. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Thanks for having us. All right, cuz.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max and Kevin on Civic Media. We are local music with Moss Man. That is Wave. Moss Man's new album is really good. I encourage you to go grab it right now. It's on their Bandcamp page. And then you can go see them live at Mickey's Tavern here in Madison on March 8th. Hope you're all having a good evening. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks to M. Shell and H1Z1 for the wonderful conversation. And their news, H1Z1's new music is really good. Or the new song, Hard. Go see the video right now on their YouTube page. Hey, we got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. Right now, some Mask Intruder for you. Take What I Want. It's Max and Kevin on Civic Media. Come on and tell me why you're better than me. Why you deserve what you got and what I should believe in. All I want is just a little peace. I don't really care if you would rather keep it. Finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. Take what I want and I don't feel bad. It's a vast improvement on the situation that I.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. Maximum-ink.com.
Nightline with Peach Waba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Peach Waba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Peach Waba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.